This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
Open 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. It's about the choices that we make every single day. And the choices we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. So it's about thriving. It's about making better choices. But again, you're the one that has to do that. We can't do it for you. We can teach you, take you around down the right path, but ultimately you have to make that. In Shape is our new system and program. If you haven't checked it out yet, go to the website. See how to really get your body in the way that it needs to. Our new In Shape system is powerful and can help you reach your health goals. Now let's kick off and talk about a couple of things. When it comes to a couple of items, I want to look at the spots your doctor should look at for skin cancer. Now, when it comes to our skin, of course, people are concerned about skin cancer. Melanoma is the big one. But I want to talk about some different areas that we have to look at when it comes to skin cancer that are really important. And again, you've got to look at yourself every single day or have someone check your back and do all that. After the age of about 30, you really need to start being concerned about that. Dermatology is an emerging specialty that's just very, very strong. Of course, if you live in the warmer climates, people are dealing with it more and more. But remember, it's not just sun exposure that can lead to skin cancer, but it's also a couple of other items that can do that. I mean, poor diet can lead to cancer at any level, and you want to make sure that someone is taking a look and watching over that. So a couple spots that your doc should look at for skin cancer. Number one is the belly button. Now you can look at these too. Skin cancer can hide there. You want to look for any type of little brown raised lesion or even a little red raised lesion that could be one of the culprits for that. The neck is also important. So if you're a ponytail wearer, and women with short hair can get a lot of sun back there, but it may neglect to get SPF on the area, so your neck's a big hot spot for skin cancers as well. Ears and the lips, a lot of times we don't cover those areas. And cancer can be more aggressive in these areas more than others because we really don't get the protection. And another form of melanoma, ALM, typically strikes in the palm of your hands. So the palm of your hands, you want to be really careful, as well as the nail beds and the soles of the feet. Legs are the number one place for Caucasian women to get melanoma, so make sure that you've got some kind of protection on your skin, and look for the legs to you know, anything that looks weird or any kind of abrasion or skin little lesion that looks different, pops up out of nowhere, make sure you get it looked at and get it checked so it doesn't turn into anything. But that's extremely important to have looked at. And men too. You want to keep a lookout on your skin for that, because skin cancer can lurk in a lot of different ways. You'll be really careful. It really can. And if you live in the warmer climates, Arizona, and you live along the coastline anywhere, Texas and Florida, California, just be cautious. I mean, skin cancer can pop up anytime. And they say that it's what's happened when we were younger, that the damage that happened when you're a kid is typically what you carry with you. And there's truth to that. But still, you don't want to just say, well, I got burned a lot as a kid, so to heck with it. You really want to take care of your skin in a lot of ways on a regular basis to keep it protected as we age, because it's extremely important for longevity and for the potential of staying away from basal cell carcinomas and the melanomas. You want to do everything you can to keep the skin as healthy as possible. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Let's go to the phones and talk with Leah. Hi, Leah.
Yes, I'm calling about, oh, my slipping, hit my knee, and it's why it be so sometimes now. So I don't know what can I take for help. Somebody told me it might be toe and ligament in there. So I need some kind of vitamin or some kind of herb to help hit it back.
Well, if you think you damaged it, you definitely want to go to your physician and get it looked at. I mean, they can do an MRI and find out exactly if there's anything that's been damaged. They might even be able to do some basic testing in the office to be able to see if there's anything going on. I would have that looked at first. Very important to see if there is a ligament damage at all, or if it's just a slight sprain or whatever it might be. But I'll get that looked at, and they can check that out and give you some good advice and information. You don't want to just start taking a bunch of herbs to correct it. You know, that's one thing. I know it sounds simple. Let's just take a pill for it. But a lot of times you really want to know in a targeted way what's going on. And that's first and foremost. You want to see exactly what's happening. Make sure you've got a good game plan surrounding that. And then you can build from there. That's the starting point, in my opinion, for what you're dealing with. I mean, you have to understand if it's just something basic or if it's something that needs a little bit more therapy. And again, there's laser therapy that can be done. Supplements can help, but I mean, it may not be the only thing. And your eating habits have got to be really, really good for the healing process. If, for example, if you don't have enough vitamin D and your minerals are not where they need to be, meaning that like boron, calcium, magnesium, any of those, if they're not where they need to be, then the bones and the joints are not going to be able to function the way they need to. Hyaluronic acid is really important. It's been shown to be extremely effective for supporting the joints. But if your body doesn't have what it needs, it's not going to be able to produce the results that you need for optimal healing. That's why you first want to find out exactly what happened. And then you can go from there. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. What's interesting is so many people, they struggle, and they want to know what to do to feel better, lose weight, have more energy. We've got a new system out called InShape. And InShape, I mean, it's funny because when I was younger growing up, the coaches used to say, you know, so we got to get in shape. And when I was getting older, you know, your parents or people, your friends, so you need to get in shape. We kind of hear that a lot. What does that really mean? Well, to be in shape really means to be vibrant. To be in shape means to be fit, to be agile, to be able to play athletics, to go and play a game of tennis, or to be able to run around and play with your kids and not get hurt, to go water ski if you want to. To be in shape means that you're at your body's normal set point and you're at your normal weight and you can really begin to thrive in every area of your life. There's some basic principles to be able to do that, but you have to follow the basics to be able to get there. Our InShape system and InShape program, you can find that at the website, and it can really help you be able to pinpoint where your body needs to be and what the root causes of where you are, why they're there, and then what to build from there. Our great team members, lifestyle providers around the country can help as well. Coming up, we're going to jump in. We've got more questions about your health. Plus, one of the biggest culprits in our overall food system that is causing us to gain weight, causes more diabetes, and causes really, some are saying, cancer in a lot of ways that we have to be really concerned about. I'm going to talk about that, what to do with it, and how to avoid it when we come back. Plus, I'll be taking your calls and your questions. Go to the website and shoot us an email there.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind.
But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And don't forget, the body can change regardless of what you're struggling with, regardless of what you've been diagnosed with. You don't have to be stuck with it. The body can change. You can change. It's all about changing our lifestyle choices. Remember, two-thirds lifestyle, one-third genetics, but 100% you. So think about it. What are you going to change? Are you going to change your lifestyle? You can do that. But what about your genetics? Well, we're going to be talking real soon about some genetic profile testing that can literally get down to the root of your genetics and take you to the next level nutritionally, finding out what your genes need, not just what your blood needs, but what your genes say that you need. Genetic nutrition testing is right around the corner. There is new research, and it is the next wave, and it radically is going to transform our health and our life. It's going to be powerful. So I'll keep you posted on that coming up real soon. We're going to go to Victor right now. Hi, Victor.
Hi, how are you, sir?
I am living well, friend.
Okay. About 10 years ago, I'm 70 years old now.
Ah, you're spring chicken.
Right. And I keep myself in good shape. I try to eat right. I drink a lot of water. And I develop hot feet. And whenever the summer comes, I have a hard time wearing socks and shoes, or socks and sneakers.
Okay.
And I've got flat feet. So I've got certain sneakers that I want to wear because it's better for my flat feet. But the ones that have a lot of support are heavier sneakers. And I just was wondering if you could tell me what I can try.
You mean as far as your feet go?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, have you been to a podiatrist?
I've been to a podiatrist. Every doctor I've gone to in the last 10 years, I ask them, even my eye doctor.
Well, you never know.
Right.
They're trained in it, too, in the early days. So the deal is with the feet, I would look into maybe a chiropractic physician or an osteopathic physician. Here's why. Anytime you deal with the gait of the body, you deal with the structure of the body, you're dealing with how everything is positioned. And with flat feet, of course, there is when the arches drop and the feet go flat, then it can cause some instabilities in the way that the knees set. If you're standing up looking at someone, in the way the knees set to the hips, to the lower back, and they can create inserts for you, orthotics is what they're called, custom. Have you had that done yet?
No.
Okay, this is really interesting. They've got some new technology where there's kind of the old school orthotics, and they put them in this cast mold, but there's a new computerized way of doing it, and it will create a custom mold to your foot. Pretty amazing, actually. And the performance of what it will do is actually really interesting. So that might be something you want to consider looking into, okay? And most chiropractic physicians are really into this. Physical therapists are getting into it as well, and some osteopathic physicians, DOs. So there gives you some categories to go look into just a tad bit, and I think it could be really, really helpful. If you've got hot feet, like you were saying, they just kind of burn and get hot, heated, if you will, many times that can be a B deficiency, a B5, pantothenic acid. And not that you've got a lot of stress, not that anybody does, but if you do have even a remote amount of stress, then you can create a B5 deficiency, vitamin B5. It can burn up pretty quickly and pretty easily. So that might be something you want to look into there at the health food store, check in with folks and look that up, because B5 is pretty phenomenal at what it can do, and it can deplete very easily within the body. All right, hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Glenda in St. Paul, Minnesota. Says, I really need your help. Okay, let's go for it. After a car wreck 2 years ago, I'm bound to a wheelchair. Oh, bless your heart. I really put on the weight, and I need to do something. Is changing my diet enough? It is a lot. Now, I know that when you're bound to a wheelchair, I'm really sorry that happened, darling. But I know there's a plan. I can tell you that. And so it's not about what you can't do. It's about what you can do. And when you're dealing with that, being put in a wheelchair, then, I mean, obviously, you've got to look at what you can do. And there are activities and exercises they make. I don't know if your local gym has it, but you can do cycling with the upper body. You can do weights with the upper body. And I encourage you to come up or get with a personal trainer. Don't do this on your own because you really need a customized program that's for you. And a good personal trainer will do that. They will really jump on board and they will really come up with a good solid game plan for you. So I would encourage you to do that and get with someone that can really walk with you in the process and teach you along the way. But remember, that's for exercise and cardiovascular activity, and that's important, but also understand that your diet really is about 80% of it. So to stay thin and drop the weight and all that sort of thing, and I don't know what you've gone through as far as the accident. I can only imagine emotionally what would happen, and you probably start eating probably foods to kind of medicate and self-soothe and that kind of thing. Everybody does that, emotional eating. But now it's time to kind of get on the horse and say, you know what, okay, it is what it is. Here's where I am. Now what can I do to maximize and optimize my health and go to the next level? So your diet is a key, and the anti-inflammatory diet is a good way to go. It's in my book, Empowering Your Health, and yes, I'm pushing that because I wrote it, and I believe in it. That's what we use for everyone that comes within our system, our wellness providers. That's the standard text for what they do. And, I mean, it's just a solid game plan for coming up with a game plan, but nothing's going to change unless you change. That has to come from within. So it starts within you. You come up with the idea and understand that you're ready to do something. Because once you start eating well, you'll start feeling more energy. You'll have tons of vitality. You'll just feel good. And there's nothing that tastes as good as feeling good does, I can assure you. And so, yes, to answer your question, diet's a big key, but you need to come up with an exercise program, something to where you can, you know, something you enjoy. You get with a trainer, they can make it fun, and you need to work hard. Because getting the cardiovascular up as much as you can without the use of your lower body is a challenge, but it can still be done with the body. And I was in the gym this evening, earlier, and had to get a quick workout in. There's a guy that's in a wheelchair, and he's in there every time I'm there, it seems like. And he is just making it happen. It's awesome. And so it really inspires me. And so I hope that you'll come up with a good game plan. Keep me posted.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
One federal agency is proposing a halt on all foreclosures until 2022. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau made the proposal on Monday, saying that millions of Americans are behind on their mortgages because of the economic effects of the pandemic. The CFPB would move to create a pre-foreclosure review period that would prevent mortgage holders from starting foreclosure proceedings until next year. The agency is also proposing what they call guardrails for loan servicers, so financial companies don't take a major hit as a result of the rule. The CFPB says that nearly 3 million homeowners are currently behind on their mortgages. And Montana's governor has tested positive for COVID-19. Governor Greg Gianforte is self-isolating after experiencing mild symptoms, according to a statement from his office. The governor plans to work from home for the next 10 days, and all his public events have been canceled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
President Biden's infrastructure package may be facing some opposition from his own party. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said Monday that he'd like to see the way the proposal is being funded changed. The president's plan would raise the corporate tax rate to 28%, up from 21%, to fund the nearly $2.25 trillion package. But Manchin says it should only be hiked to 25%. Representative Byron Donnell says that the plan contains too many measures that have nothing to do with infrastructure, no matter how you pay for them. The Florida Republican tells Newsmax TV that there is too much focus on green energy in the president's infrastructure plan.
Two of the things they want to do in this bill is focus on a green energy. They want to focus on electric cars. They want to build 500,000 electric charging stations around the United States when nobody even knows that there's 500,000 electric cars on the road in the United States to support it. Once again, they go down this pathway of making more tax credits to buy electric vehicles, but that doesn't help poor Americans buy electric vehicles because, number one, the cost is too high. Number two, they don't pay enough in federal income taxes to take advantage of the tax credit. So that doesn't help them. All this does is get us focused on these Green New Deal policies, which the Chinese frankly love, because the Chinese understand what we seem to forget, and that if you don't have a strong fossil fuel-based economy, you don't have a strong economy, period. I believe in renewable power. I think it's something that we should definitely look towards, but we shouldn't be forcing it by the strong arm of government. It's something that the markets have to adopt over time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. What do you struggle with? Let's talk about it. You call me right now and we'll get into it. So if it's diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, can't lose the extra weight, whatever it is, anxiety, dealing with that sort of thing, can't go to sleep at night, have sleep apnea, what's going on? Let's talk about it. That's what this show's about. If you're a new listener, welcome. You've been listening with us for a while, welcome. Glad you're here. And if you've got a question, maybe for a friend, a family member, a coworker, a loved one, something like that, we can help you. That's what we're here for. It's your health. It's the closest thing to you. You may think your money is the closest thing to you, but I'll tell you what. Take away the money, you'll be stressed out. Take away your health, you'll be freaked out. So this is about calming that down and giving you real solutions so you can really live the life and the freedom that you deserve. Go online. You can send me an email there. And also our Wellness Provider Network. These are healthcare providers and trusted professionals that can coach you in all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about here on the show. So if you don't have a clue, that's what they're for. And their network's growing every single day. Got folks around the country and might have someone near you. So our Wellness Provider Network, you can go online and check out that website. Raising good cholesterol may cut heart risk in diabetes patients. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But first, we're going to go to Linda. Hi, Linda.
Yes. My question is, I was talking with, I was listening to you earlier, and the lady called in with a memory problem. And my mother and my two aunts ended up with dementia in their 80s, and of course I'm very concerned about that and paranoid about that. And you were talking about some of the foods, and you were kind of stressing, I thought, the organic meat products and stuff. And I'm a vegetarian. So what would you recommend if you're vegetarian to help with the memory?
Well, will you do fish and eggs?
No.
No, because you have a hard time with it? You have an ethical issue with it? Or
both. And I don't like fish. But I am taking a fish supplement.
It's not
because
gonna do
I
it.
Can't stand fish to taste fish.
You taking a gel cap or the oil?
No, a gel cap.
Gel caps don't work. It takes 14 gel cap. Takes 14 gel caps equal 1 tablespoon.
Oh.
And minimum okay. 1 tablespoon, 1 tablespoon twice a day in the wintertime, typically for an adult. And usually 1 tablespoon in the summertime is what's generally recommended for fish oil. So you'd be looking at about 28 gel caps in the wintertime. Even to cut, to even get close to around the range that you need. Now, studies were done with about 3,000 milligrams of fish oil, which would be about 3 gel caps per se, but 3 or 4. And typically that equals about maybe 1 to 2 pieces of fish. But you need a lot more than that typically for brain chemistry and for lowering inflammation in the body. And, you know, they always get worried about fish oil and can you get too much? No, it's omega-3 fats. Cod liver oil has vitamin D in it, but it only has 400 units roughly per teaspoon. So even at a tablespoon, you're getting, you know, maybe 1,600 units, which is, you know, if you don't take a vitamin D supplement, I'll tell you the absolute best to raise acetylcholine, the absolute best food, hands down, 100% that will raise acetylcholine are eggs. Because the yolk is full of choline. You have an issue with that, though, ethically or somehow?
Well, I could make myself do that. Yeah, ethically, I don't like doing that. You're eating a fetus is basically what you're doing, right?
Yeah, I mean, technically, yeah, but we could get into a long discussion about that. I'm just going to tell you this. It's a whole food, right? We can debate on, you know, whether it's meant to be eaten or not. And that, again, it's a long discussion. I'm just here to tell you that through research, we know that choline, lecithin, those two components are in the egg yolk. The egg is probably the absolute perfect protein you can put in your body, bar none. So if you want to rebuild and create good, new, healthy cells, which the body needs proteins to do that, and you want to use something that can literally create in the body and raise acetylcholine levels in the brain, eggs are just second to none. I mean, second to none that will raise it. You can do supplements, but nothing's going to touch it, in my opinion, as much as food will. And the more we can get from our natural food sources to affect our bodies, the better. I mean, really, when it comes down to it. Because acetylcholine levels really drop when you have a lot of stress. And the more stress we have and the more it drops, of course, cognitive function goes down, memory function goes down, and it's just kind of a big mess. And we're really in that a lot. People that drink a lot of coffee, their acetylcholine levels are going down. It's just really important, I think, to if you can do the eggs and all, to do it, just because it is absolutely one of the best proteins. And I have seen people make major transitions that were having dementia, memory issues, or even had the genetic profile you know, from their parents or siblings or whatever, and they were really worried about it. So it was really neuroprotective, brain protective, for them to do that. And it's smart to kind of ramp up and really work on your nutrition to be kind of prepare so that sort of thing doesn't happen. And again, remember, we are made up two-third lifestyle choices, okay, meaning our environment, and one-third genetics. So it's not all 100% genetics. And there's some new DNA profiling that is coming out, and I'm going to be talking a lot about it on this show, but I'm really excited about it because you can literally get a full genetic, they can take cells from your body, and they can test these cells, find out from a DNA perspective what your body is lacking. So if your body is pre-programmed for heart disease, okay, then there are certain components that your body needs to be able to combat heart disease. And you don't find that out in the blood work. Blood work is good for the day-to-day, and I'm still a big fan of it because it can tell you where the body is right now and what needs to change and where it's deficient. But DNA will tell you ultimately what your program genes need. And that is research we've never had, and it's coming. So when you're worried about dementia and you're worried about where you might go and where your body is headed, then that can be potentially a good piece. So you might want to just keep your ear out here on the show. And if you're on Facebook and Twitter, I'll be tweeting about that if you're into that whole thing, and I'll keep you posted. But for right now, consider the eggs. Eggs and the dark leafy greens. And I would, you know, if it were me, I know it probably costs you, what, $30? Take the gel caps, throw them away. Don't need them. They're just typically most brands are, you're not going to get the quality, you're not going to get the absorption rate that much. And it's true, it just is. And it takes a ton of them to equal a tablespoon. And here's the kicker. If it's a cheaper brand, and I'm not going to pick on brands, I'm not here to do that, but you can, when you heat fish oil, it turns rancid into a trans fat, and it is possible for it to turn, depending on how they processed it and how they put it together. So, again, you won't know that because you don't know how it's manufactured, but why take the gamble? Okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Bill, you're next with us on the show, my friend. How can I help?
Yes. I'm a 65-year-old male, and I'm
good.
In physical shape. For about 15 years, I've been told I've had high cholesterol. Anyway, but the ratio was always at a level that didn't seem to alarm my doctor. But about 8 years ago, my physician got me on a Crestor, and I've been taking it for about 8 years, and I feel like it's, you know, over the years it's caused some little muscle aches and pains, nothing real serious, but my last physical with the doctor, he decided to put me on supplement, you know, fish oil and some folic acid and a number of other about 15 pills actually that I take a day as a replacement for the Crestor. And I guess my question was, I'm going back in 2 weeks to have my blood work done, and I'm just curious if I find that my cholesterol numbers are high again. Would you recommend going back on the statin drug or trying something else? I guess I've been recently with the news about statins. I've been a little hesitant. I was glad to get off of them, and I'm kind of hesitant to get back on them again if I don't have to. But I'm afraid the supplements are not going to reduce the, get my cholesterol to the level that maybe I want it to be.
And what's the total number right now of your cholesterol?
It was about 180 my last physical when and I was taking 5 milligrams of Crestor, but I had some years ago had tried to get off of the statin, and I still probably run 4 miles 3 days a week.
And it's good that you got the exercise going. I mean, that's really good. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll get into this whole cholesterol issue and topic. Your number sounds actually low, 170, 180, if it's total. And I'll talk to you about my thoughts behind that when we come back. Cholesterol, big issue, big topic. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out online. You can always, if you're looking for one of our wellness providers in the Wellness Provider Network, people that can coach you along the way in all this wellness, nutrition, and lifestyle-based care that I keep talking about on the show, that can really take you from where you are to where you need to be. Now, going in the break, talking about cholesterol, and cholesterol is a big issue. Bill, you were telling me that you were a little concerned about the statin drugs, not really sure if you should be on them or not, but you're concerned that your numbers might be a little bit too high. You were saying that your total number was around 180, I'm assuming, not just your lower number or your LDL, right? That's the total number.
The total was 180, and that's with, you know, taking the statin. At one time several years ago, I stopped taking it and tried to, you know, watch the diet and this sort of thing, and it went up to, oh, 280, and, you know, that I got back on the statin. My mother, who is 98, has cholesterol of 300, so I don't know if it's, you know, a hereditary thing that I've got elevated cholesterol, but I, you know, my blood pressure is 120, 80. You know, playing golf 3 days a week, running, and then, you know, not overweight or anything. I just have a feeling that the numbers are going to go up, because I'm just taking these supplements, and I guess my question is, if they do go up, probably a good idea to get back on the statin or not?
Yeah, I mean, not if your numbers right now are hanging out around 180. I mean, good cholesterol numbers are between 190 and 220. And that's not standard of care, okay? That's not standard medical care right now. That's not what the research says. I'm just telling you what I've seen through the years, my own personal opinion. So your doctors are going to want to keep it under, typically under about 180. And if they're worried about any predisposition to heart disease at all, then they're going to suggest that you stay on it. So I would really, really look into it. You know, just be cautious. I mean, because we're not talking about cholesterol of 280 and 290, right? So we're talking about 180. So from supplementation to healthy diet. Now, let's talk about diet for a minute. Are you eating very well? Now, there's probably a difference between what I think and what you think.
I do have a tendency, because of the running I do, I have a tendency to, probably eat more tacos and burritos than I should. But because that, after I have a workout, that kind of food, which probably isn't the healthiest, sort of turns off the hunger drive for me. But I don't have a weight problem or anything like that.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though: the quality of food that you eat is going to determine how cells are made in the body. So if you eat foods that will drive cholesterol and your starchy carbohydrates, eating with certain kind of proteins and the wrong kind of fats can drive cholesterol to go up versus eating more lower glycemic carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables, for example, healthy proteins, chicken, fish, beef, eggs, and then things, all the healthy fats, almonds and walnuts and cashews and avocados and those sorts of things. That changes the profile. So your diet matters. So if you're not eating really, really well and you're concerned about the whole cholesterol issue, might want to consider stepping up, making some changes. Because remember, for health, exercise is about 20%, maybe. And diet and what you eat, and stress and mental anxiety, stress, that sort of thing, is about 80%. So your exercise, you know, the whole idea that you, well, if I exercise a lot and I really stay on target with, you know, running and that sort of thing, I can just kind of eat what I want for the, you know, maybe 50% eat what I want. And I can burn it off. You know, that's always the thought and the concept. But that's not really how things work, and that's not really how the body works. So you don't want to just kind of burn things off. You want to actually get to a place where you're eating extremely well and you're exercising, and then you can really hit that optimal health level. Because, again, you're not 20, but you're not old either. I mean, you really are still at a good age bracket to make some changes. It's just you have to be a little bit more serious about the 80%, which is the diet mostly, the 80% when you're in your latter years than your earlier years. Your body can be a little bit more forgiving early on. But now it's kind of a game changer. You want to make sure that you are making good choices, and you want to make sure that you really can kind of go to that level, the next level, which that's what you want to do. And you can. It's just, again, cholesterol, red yeast rice, the supplements, vitamin E, which has really good research on it, even in medical text. Those are great. Now, do you want to get your blood work checked every 6 months minimum? Yeah, without a doubt, with your doctor. And if your doctor wants you to be on statins, I'm not telling you to not do that. We're just having a conversation because you want to be respectful of what they say. And I only say that because I am one and I understand they're abiding by what we call standards of care, and they have to. They're looking out for your best interest. So it's going to be your own decision. If you say, hey, I really want to work on lifestyle modification and do this my own way, you just got to let them know that so they can note it in their chart, cover their rear end. Okay, keep me posted. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.